Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Dee. I hope everyone is doing well today. I am making a video, and this video that I'm making here and now is just kind of a spur of the moment thing. I wasn't planning on making a video, but in my prayers today and praying in the spirit, asking for the Lord to be revealing to me any kind of a revelation, I did get a revelation today from another who has known the Lord for over 30 years. And she's got a channel which is growing. It's got a strange title, but it's very fitting, I guess, for the things that she does. She's a watchwoman on the wall, and her name is Lynn. I've come to know her a little bit this past year, just the past few months, actually. She's very wonderful. She's a wonderful sister in the Lord. And again, I just learned her name is Lynn, and I believe she is out there watching for California on the West Coast. So the Lord addressed something with her words about a timeline, and I wanted to bring it forth for everybody who's listening and paying attention in the Lord. And I just bow my head and heart and say, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Amen. That's from Psalm 19. And the Lord said to her several months ago, like in October of 2023, these words. It did not take place in 2023. So now, after I've read them, after I've had a time, after I've had a chance to pray to the Lord about them, I've asked him and said, Lord, I'd be more than happy to get this word out there that you gave to a watchwoman on the wall, a Lynn, several months ago last year, the end of last year. And you know, people can pray about it and go from there. So that's what I would ask everybody to do, to please take these words to the Lord. So we're expecting that, you know, war is gonna break out in America soon, but nobody has really a real good understanding. We have some kind of an understanding from the eclipse that took place on April the 8th, that after 40 days, if there was no repentance that takes place from Americans, prideful Americans, etc., if there was no repentance that takes place, then after 40 days, according to all those cities named Nineveh, and we've read, you know, and have the understanding from the book of Jonah about that, if there's no repentance, then we have to expect that something's going to happen on Shavuot or Pentecost around that time, May 18th. And so a lot of different other end times messengers and watchmen on the wall have also said calamity was coming. And you've been listening, you've all been paying attention. So now I'm going to give this all over to what Lynn was told. And again, her channel is Prophetic Forensics. And I will actually drop the link in on the comment section. I'll probably highlight it if you want to watch it. You should watch it. He says, my anger, my burning wrath is about to be poured out on this place, on man and beast, on tree of the field and the produce of the land. My wrath will burn and not be quenched. She then said, this is the God I know. To be true, he owns everything, she said, and he gave us everything. And he is left out of everything. He says here, now, understand this, you who forget God, lest I start ripping things apart and there will be no one to rescue. I have personally gone through this with him. This is what Lynn is saying. She says, I have personally gone through this with him, a total upheaval, ripping up, tearing down of my entire life. So this woman was taken on a lot of affliction in her trials with the Lord. And I can attest to having extreme heavy trials also. And I don't have as much time in the Lord as she has. She has known the Lord and been walking in the righteousness of Jesus, Yeshua, for 30 years. She said, so brace yourself. And then she said, he said to her, the final countdown to calamity, it's in your vision. And she's a seer. She's a biblical seer. And that means exactly what I'm saying, that it means someone who's a biblical seer, they see things in the spirit, and I don't know if she gets open visions or closed visions. I get closed visions myself. I get dreams, prophetic dreams. So she's saying, you saw, she's saying, he said to her, in your vision, you saw five cannons. Military invasion of America is due and coming. Military invasion is due and is coming the end of November. December is set for war. In the midst of the war, I am reigning. Introduction for those who never knew me, and a reintroduction to them that believed, as you were once awoken out of your slumber. In my might, I will awaken them all to your words and will bring shock and awe, but in time will prove to be true. The terrible truth of the terrible truth, who can endure its claim? And in the vacuum of war, truth will seed like a tide going out and not coming back. In a pause of truth, inside the darkness is to satisfy the vacuums within the heart of men who rejected truth all along. Prepare those who can still hear. He's saying, the Lord is saying, prepare those who can still hear, and I will have them hear me. Your heart will go on because we have been here before, and you know the way, you have walked the way. And now we'll declare the way to those who can hear. Prepare for 7 months of fire, a disease, death, destruction, pollution, disruption, eruptions, and plagues. At the end of 7 months, I will return the tide of truth and release the peace, an unexpected peace. That peace is for me alone and not the peace agreement. So there's a big hint and a big clue right there. It will be said to be in the playground of ministry, where people are told they're all blessed and all is well. I'll read that again. It will be said to be in the playground of ministry, where people are told they're all blessed and all is well. There will be a voiceless silence. I will drop veils over. Those who once spoke boldly such things, and in trembling will they cover and cower in confusion and despair. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. You will be a voice in the darkest hours. Your voice will bring wisdom and reassurance to the deathbed of hope, which is what I call America. All things will be set in place. My will be unfolded as I will. All events are preordered and in subjection. What unfolds will be all mine in this way. It will be historic, the day of the Lord on the earth. People will shrink in terror at my precise precision, complete obliteration, and sudden impact, then unexpected peace miraculously. And that is the end of the words from the Lord that he gave to this watchwoman on the wall. So I'm hoping to give her channel some exposure out there. And I hope her channel grows. She's known the Lord for a long, long time. Thank you so much for paying attention. I hope and pray that you will give this a likes and share. Share it with friends and family. Share it with your whoever you know that you're close to, your circle of friends or circle of Christian brothers and sisters. Time is really of the essence, but at least we have a timeline now so we can all be praying about it. Thank you so much, everybody. God bless you. Amen.